Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast. You know, one of the Bible's most famous, it seems like a weird choice of words, but most famous pieces of scripture comes from Jeremiah 29:11, where the scripture says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Like most people, there are times when I need to run into that scripture, grab hold of it, and cling to it for dear life. It's one that I find myself thinking about a lot, especially in times of uncertainty, surprise, opportunity, blessings, and yeah, times that are difficult, challenging, and frustrating. I bet that's true for you too. I mean, God says, "I know the plans I have for you." Have you ever stopped and thought, you know, God, wouldn't it be cool if you'd let me in on those plans so that I could kind of wrap my head around that as well? I mean, I've done that. It's like, come on, God, let me in on what's going on. And the fact is, God wants to let us in on those things all the time because he is longing for us to have a conversation with him that is nonstop. He says he has plans to prosper you. Well, when you think about prosper, we always, in our American way, think about how he wants to bless us materially. But God makes a point over and over in Scripture that the way he blesses us through an obedient heart, and he blesses us through so many ways that honestly money cannot buy. But there are times when I have known for a fact that God has indeed stepped in my life and provided for me when I thought there was no way, because he does have plans for me to prosper and you. He says he has plans that won't harm you. God is for you, not against you. God is not waiting to bust you. He loves you. He's not there to harm you. He says he has plans for hope, plans for a future. Oh my goodness. I wonder where you are in the journey of seeing all that is fulfilled and planned ahead by God for your life. Maybe you're where all of us are at one time or another, on the backside of where you want to be, hoping that God might still be working to make all those promised plans become a reality. I preached a funeral service last week for what was probably one of the most beautiful services I've ever been a part of, for a 44-year-old mom who was tragically killed in a car accident. And I listened to her husband talk about the dear love and her children talk about the dear love. And I was touched by the fact that in the midst of all their grief, they still trusted a God that was so hard to trust at the time because they knew he had plans for hope and a future. Maybe it's not quite in your sight yet, hoping, but not hope yet to be found, at least not now, not yet. I heard someone share not long ago their belief that hope begins when you stand in the dark and look out at the light. 14 words they shared, which leads to another question inferred by God's promise in Jeremiah 29:11. Where is it that our hope is tied? From where does our hope come? Maybe it's tied to government and would-be leaders, or to education and educational institutions, or to sports and entertainment and the participants in all those environments, or maybe not. Corrie Ten Boom, a Holocaust survivor, a phenomenal human being, who saw her father die after the Nazis arrested their family for harboring and helping Dutch Jews to escape the freedom from the Nazi Holocaust. She also watched her sister Betsy die in a Nazi prison camp just months before the Allied forces liberated everyone. Corrie shared 12 words which lifted and tied her to hope, and maybe they would do the same for me and you today. And here's what she said: "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." 14 words, 12 words, and then one word, God. Hope can be found there. Tie our hope to God, to the one who spoke through Jeremiah, the one who is the light in our darkness, and the one who holds our unknown and uncertain future in his hands. The promises and plans of God for you and for me, tied to the hope of God. Trust him, friends. He is more than trustworthy. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day, 11, and we are always streaming live.